In our previous year, we discussed the brachas that everyone will have to make when they see Melech HaMashiach for the first time, when Mashiach comes. And today we're going to be discussing another bracha, and that is the bracha of HaGoimel. We know that when somebody gets released from prison, or somebody was sick, somebody crossed the ocean, somebody crossed the midbar, in all these cases, there's a special bracha we make, the bracha of HaGoimel. And the question is, will we be saying HaGoimel when Mashiach comes? But in regards to Mashiach, it's more than just saying the bracha HaGoimel. We say the bracha HaGoimel because in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the Yidden would bring a carbon toida, that we know that we have to give thanks to the Eibishter, Mizmar L'Soida, that they would bring a carbon toida, a carbon of thanks, because of these unfortunate circumstances which people were in. And if that circumstance changed, for example, they came out of prison, they would bring a carbon toida. And the question is, being that Klal Yisrael as a whole were in prison, we were in Golos, does that constitute a chiyuv to bring a carbon toida? And it's fascinating because here we see a change in the Rebbe's approach from the earlier years of the Nesiyas and the later years of the Nesiyas. As we know that Mamish, the later years, the Rebbe says, is Mamish the Tkufa of Yemois HaMashiach, and we see a change in the approach to Karban Toid. There is a Sikha Nukut Sikhes Chelek Yud Beis Parshas Tzav. And that sicha is based on sichas the Rebbe spoke in the year Tavshin Chav Ches, the month of Nisan. It seems like from a few different sichas they put together this likut, where the Rebbe speaks at length about the Rashi, which discusses the Karban Toida, a fascinating sicha and a lot of very interesting biurim in Karban Toida and understanding the Rashi. And the Rebbe is explaining, if they were mechuyev to bring a Karban Toida from the fact that they left Mitzrayim. And in Oisei, the Rebbe says, that from leaving Mitzrayim, they were not mechuyev to bring a Karban Toida. Because even though Eretz Mitzrayim was a prison, so therefore, and over there, they left Mitzrayim before the Chiyuv to bring the Karban Toida. And therefore, they didn't have the Chiyuv to bring the Karban Toida. Same thing regarding Kriyas Yamsuf. And in Ha'ara 36, the Rebbe addresses a Karban Toida and going out of this Golos. However, leaving all the other Golios, including Golos Zeha Achrin, Yeshlaimar the Bechlal Ein Shayachi of the Karban Toido. The Rebbe says we can say that there is no Chiyuv to bring a Karban Toido from leaving this Golos. Why? Kirak Klal Yisrael Kitzibur Chavushim Begolos. It's not pshat that every single Yid is in Golos. Klal Yisrael is in Golos. Masha'en kein kol yochid b'fnei atzmoy. However, each individual Yid is not necessarily in Golos. And the Rebbe goes into what was the din b'nei geya going out of Bavel. But in regards to this Golos, the Rebbe seems to imply that we would not bring a Karban Toida. However, if you open up the Sichas, Befrat in the year, Tavshinun Aleph, and I'm going to quote for you a end of a Sicha of Shlach, Tavshinun Aleph, where there the Rebbe says like this, that Amir Tashem were going to come to Ir HaKodesh, which was not divided to Shvatim because Yerushalayim was not divided, and we're all going to come to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi and listen to what the Rebbe says. V'sham makrivim l'chol eroish. Over there, we are going to be makriv, first and foremost, korban toida al yitziyah de kol bnei Yisrael mimayisra golos. So a korban toida on the fact that Yidden left golos. Here we see clearly, the Rebbe says that the first thing we're going to do, first order of business, is to bring a korban toida. And in Ha'ara 159 of the Sicha of Shlach Tov Shinun Aleph, the Rebbe says, "B'mikol shkein v'kal v'choymer may ha'yitziyah mimayser di'ish prati." Madach, when one individual, which granted that Sicha was said around Chof Ches Sivan when the Rebbe came to America, but and that Tov Shinun Aleph was 50 years celebrating Chof Ches Sivan Tov Shin Aleph. But nevertheless, the Rebbe says, if an individual leaving galus, his own personal galus, his own personal imprisonment, would have to bring a korban toida, how much more so Klal Yisrael as a whole, the fact that the entire Klal Yisrael went out of galus, for sure they should bring a korban toida. So here the Rebbe is taking it the other way around. In the Sikh and Lakuti Sikhes, the Rebbe says you can't compare the klal to the prat. Just because a prat has an individual has to bring a carbon, that doesn't mean that the klal has to bring a carbon. However, in the Sikha of Shlach and Tov Shinun Aleph, the Rebbe seems to be saying faket. If an individual has to bring a carbon, how much more so a klal? How much more so the general Klal Yisrael has to bring a carbon? And I want to tell you that a lot was written about this, what changed, and how you explain the change, etc. This is not the place to get into the nuances. I want to just share a nekuda, and the nekuda is that what would be a reason that the klal should not have to set, go out of spring a korban toida? Because we have what we need begashmir, so we are not in prison. However, in the later years, the Rebbe gave us the koyach that even if we are having a good life begashmir, we could still be kosis lamor. We still feel that we're like a choyle. The Rebbe said choyle is gematria memtes. That until you have the Shara known, you could have everything, Beruchnias and Begashmias, but you're missing. So therefore, and especially learn the Maimer Ba'ata Tetzava. So being that a Yid feels that, so even each individual Yid, even if they're not physically imprisoned, and they are not physically in Gashmias Tiketzores, but because they understand that the Eibishter is in Golos, it makes every Yid like a Choyle, it makes every single Yid sick. So maybe as going out of imprison is different, but as a choyla individually, and Klal Yisrael feeling imprisoned because we don't have the Gili Ashchina, we don't have the Shara Nun, that in itself makes Klal Yisrael needing to bring a korban toida. But either way, I want to share with you one final vort. It says, Mizmor L'soida Riu L'Hashem Kol Ha'aretz. The words Ariel Hashem Kol Oretz is Rosh Tevis Halacha. If we really want to reach the time where we have to bring a korban toida, Mizmor L'soida, we have to focus on Halacha, like Chazal say, in Agolias Miskansis El B'schus HaMishnayis, that the Golias we get redeemed in the Schus of Mishnayis, Halacha is Brurais, which that's also the Inyan of Limud HaRambam every day. So when we focus on learning Halacha, Mirtz Hashem Zoyche, Mirtz Hashem, to actually bring the Korban Toida, and the whole world, Kipshutei, Hariul Hashem Kol Oretz, the whole world will scream out to the Eibishter, Duki Hashem Hu Aleikim, Hu Asonu Le'anachnu, the whole world will have Das in Hashem with these galus of Melech HaMashiach. Mehedo Yigala, Amen Kein, Yehi Rotzen.